My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gorman in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 2nd of September 2009 and the time is 11:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Kerry James. I'm 39 years old and I live in South East London, Catford.
How are you feeling about going up on the cliff this morning?
I'm okay, I'm fine about it, but I'm just hoping all my equipment will be all right because I haven't got massive amount of control over that.
What is it that you're going to be doing on the plinth?
I'm going to be talking a little bit about my record label that I'm running with a friend of mine, which is a limited company, and it's basically releasing music by new and emerging artists, and it's an independent, small independent label. And I'm going to be also promoting my new record. I have a new album which is out on 28th of September, I'm going to play a few songs from that.
And why have you chosen to do those two things on the plinth today?
Well, it's a good opportunity to present myself and represent my company, and also, you know, my music and what I'm doing with my life. So it's a good opportunity and one that I, you know, wanted to grab with both hands, sort of thing.
Would you tell us a little bit more about your work and that you do as a musician and as someone who runs a record label?
Right. Well, we accept, we've been probably a limited company, inaugurated since about 2007 when we went. But it's been going on a while before that. But we decided to go make it official. And we have a distributor, Cargo Records, so they distribute the records worldwide. And we are signing artists. And primarily, we started it, my friend Christy, to release our own music. But then it's developed and other people have started taking interest, and we've been interested in releasing other people as well, so it's kind of sort of growing. So it's and this is a good opportunity really to for people to know a little bit more about it really.
And what kind of music is it that you make?
I make it's kind of slightly indie-ish, slightly some elements of pop and some elements of it's kind of folky, rootsy sort of stuff as well, rock and pop sort of, yeah.
So. And have you always been able to work as a musician and someone in the music industry, or is this something you've done in more recent years?
I have done other jobs. I have a degree as well, which got from Keele University, I sort of got involved in music properly about 11 years ago really, and I joined a band initially and as a bass player, and then I was playing abroad a bit, and then I started taking it more seriously, and then I became self-employed, and I just sort of kept going really. So.
And have you been interested in music before that point, or was it something you discovered at that particular point in time?
I'd always been interested in music. I think most people are really, a little bit. I'd always been interested. I'd always been playing music and been in school bands and things like that. But I didn't sort of initially want to do it as a serious career. I didn't think of it as a serious career for a while, and then gradually I sort of did think it was possible, and sort of here I am. So I'm not making any money out of it, but I'm having a good time, and I seem to be doing it, so that's okay.
And how do you find running a record label and being a working musician?
It's good fun, you know. You get to go out, you go see lots of gigs, and you get to meet plenty of people. It's quite a sociable job to do, you know. It's good fun. And then it's quite exciting, you know, it's an exciting job. It's as far as the labour goes, some of it is mundane, you know, you have to do things, you have to send out CDs to people and, you know, do some boring jobs, but, you know, you're going to get that in anything you do, really. It's always an element of, you know, drudgery and, you know, whatever you do, it's not all glamour and so.
What is it that you enjoy about being a musician and writing music and performing?
I think I enjoy most of all is, you know, sort of being creative, really. I think that's, you can get a good buzz from that, you know, when you feel like you've somehow created something, and hopefully it's a way of communicating with people, so it's a very good feeling, I think, you know, that's good. I think a lot of people enjoy doing that, you know, so, yeah.
And when you first heard about this project, what is it that inspired you to go ahead and apply?
Right, well, I think this project's a good idea, actually. I don't know a lot about Anthony Gormley. I know he did The Angel from the North, and, you know, some people perhaps a little bit critical of that, say, well, we don't need to spend lots of money on a big sculpture, and they should be looking to invest in the area, create jobs and things. But I don't strictly agree with that. I think you need art as kind of to keep human beings as kind of keep you in touch with your feelings, perhaps base of instincts and feelings. I think art is very good at doing that. Some people might disagree with me on that, but this project I think is a great opportunity for people. I really do, people like me, and it's so open to possibilities. You can do anything you want, almost. I mean, I heard somebody stripped off or whatever on the plinth, so I don't know. I mean, it seems to be that, you know, you're given an opportunity. I mean, I suppose you're still subject to some laws. If you did do things which are breaking the law, then you would have to account for it, but well, that's life. I think this is a great idea, and whoever's organising, Anthony Gormley and all the people, I think they've, you know, doing a good job. I think it's excellent, you know. You know, it's good advertisement for London as well. Very good advertisement for London, you know. It's one of those things you think, oh, well, yeah, London, this is the place where it could happen, you know, and that's good.
Yeah. What does the opportunity mean to you to be able to be one of the 2,400 people?
Well, I think I'm lucky. I mean, I think it's a bit of a gimmick in a way, what I'm doing, but all musicians, lots of them use gimmicks to do things. I'm not a big fan of gimmicks myself, but, and I'm not saying that what other people are doing is gimmicky at all. I'm just talking about myself. People might look at me and think, oh, that's a bit gimmicky, you're doing a gig on, and it's a live internet gig. But actually, yeah, it is a little, you can see it that way, but if you are into something and you believe in it, then it's okay to use gimmicks, I think. So that's my excuse. So so I think it's all right. So.
And what impact would you like to have by going up on the plinth today?
Well, I'd like people to check out our website, our label website, because we have downloads there and you can buy them, and there's some freebies and things like that. I'd like people to check out my album, because that's, I think it's good and I believe in it. I think it's a good album, and it's I think it's fun, and it's got some serious points as well, hopefully it'll introduce people to some of the other artists, some of the other people involved in the music scene that I'm involved in and things like that, and hopefully they'll benefit from that. So that's what I'm hoping for, really. So.
And to help us just know a little bit more about you as a person, what are the things that are important to you in your life?
Other things that are important to me, right, my family, my wife, my friends, family, like I said, yeah. you know, it's important to enjoy life, you know, get as much out of it as you can. And we're only here for a very short period of time, so, you know, we just have to enjoy it. And, you know, so long as you're not hurting anyone, that's okay, you know, that's all right. So that's those are the things that are important to me, really.
How have friends and family reacted to you going up on the plinth?
Well, some of my friends and family are coming today, and overall it's been quite a positive response. I think some people are a bit some people have had a really enthusiastic response, which I think is great. Some people I think are a bit perhaps bewildered. They think, oh, it sounds a bit strange doing a gig on top of a plinth or whatever, promoting yourself. But I think it's a good opportunity, and I saw an opportunity and I've taken that opportunity, so that's good. And so have all the other people who are doing it, and I think, you know, they've all got things that are important to them, and you know, we're just lucky to have that chance to do something, really.
And are you able to summarise what the experience of this project has been like for you since first hearing that you had a spot on the plinth to this moment before going up? What has that journey been like?
Well, it's been pretty good, really, because the staff have been helpful. I found them very helpful, to be honest. Karen's been helpful, and because I couldn't initially do, somebody dropped out, and then I couldn't do the slot because I was going away. Well, I could have done it, but it would have been too chaotic. So she agreed to wait until another day, and then, you know, since I've got back, and she's kept her word, and then she's invited me back. So I'd say that that's very positive, that the people have been, you know, helpful, and also the staff here have been helpful. So I'd say, yeah, that's good, you know. So thumbs up for the staff, yeah. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.